And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. The Commerce Department today says that the U.S. current account for the fourth quarter narrowed sharply and by more than expected to $132.8 billion, the smallest since the fourth quarter of 2003, as U.S. imports plunged more than exports. The fourth quarter deficit equaled 3.7% of gross domestic product, down from 5% in the third quarter and the lowest since 3.4% in the fourth quarter of 2001. The Energy Information Administration released this morning its weekly update status report on petroleum stocks. The report shows crude oil at 353.3 million barrels, up 2 million barrels from a week ago, and gasoline at 215.7 million barrels, up 3.2 million barrels from last week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now trading at 72.88. It's down 107 points. The NASDAQ at 1454 is down 8, and the S&P 500 at 768.89 is down 9.23 points.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading this Wednesday morning. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 6:01, down 4 1/4 on the open. July, 6:11, down 5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 5:52, down a half on the open. July, 5:63, down 1 3/4. September, 5:92 1/2, up 3 1/2. December, 6:07 1/2, down 2 3/4 on the open. May corn opened at 3:89, down 1 1/2 on the open. July, 3:97 1/2, down 3 1/4. September, 4:06, down 3 1/4. December, 4:19, down 1 3/4. March of 2010, 4:27 3/4, down 3 1/2. May, 4:35, down 3 on the open. May soybeans open at 9:12, down 1 on the open. July, 9:09 1/2, unchanged. September, 9:72, down 1/2. November, 9:59, down 2. January, 9:69, down 3 1/2. July of 2010, 8:93, down 1 on the open. May soybean meal open at 287.30, up 1.30 on the open. July, 283.50, up 1.10. May soybean oil open at 31.10, down 21 on the open. July, 31.29, down 30. April live cattle open at 84.10, down 20 on the open. March feeders, 92.70, up 10. April lean hogs, 62.35, up 20. And May bellies, 90 even, up 50 on the open. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services out of Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
And it's a beautiful spring morning here in central Illinois.
Put some zip in your pip right there, Paul.
Yes, and you know, I think the weather is helping at least give us a tranquil feeling in the commodity and stock markets, as the markets definitely aren't as bearish as they were at the beef house meeting, or as bearish as some of the commodity week panel were on Saturday. So you know, the market seems like it's you know, starting to see and show signs of stability, which is great.
So then, are you in the slightly bullish camp now and look for higher highs on the week from last week?
Well, I think that a couple of things have to be said. Is I don't think, unless there's a major scandal or disaster, I don't think we're going to 6,000 in the stock market right now, or I don't think we're going to $3 corn, or basically $6 beans in a big hurry. I think the market is starting to show some stability. And the problem that we were going through 30, 60, 90 days ago was this general belief that there would be no bottom, and it would create buying patterns in the export markets as well as the in industry and business generally, that everybody would go into contraction or stop buying, purchasing, doing business, stop buying stocks and that type of thing, or even investments, because they were afraid of doing business with anybody. So we are seeing a difference in stability, and the stock market is above 7,000, and that's giving a lot of people at least a general feeling, and crude oil seems to be showing some stability as well. That's giving the marketplace a lot of comfort, I think.
Well, then, do you like the idea that maybe we'll see $4.50 December corn and $9 November beans in the next few
weeks?
Well,
I think we have to work through a mountain of corn that will be for sale in the cash market at $4. And I think that the market has that function to do. That's going to take possibly 2 or 3 months, in my opinion, to work through. But the markets are changing. Instead of going completely down or completely up, they're going to go into some narrow trading ranges, base building type concepts. And I think that that's exactly what we need to do, is build some stability in the marketplace. It's probably going to be a very dull deal for people that like to talk about big extremes one way or the other.
Well, that's what we've had for the last couple of years, high volatility, at least the last 18 months. So you're looking for a marketplace that becomes more settled.
That's right. And we will continue to see volatility in the marketplace, but I don't necessarily feel that it's a dollar up in corn or a dollar down in corn, that type of thing. And as we say, is that we do need to build some demand back from the livestock industry. We need to work through a lot of $4 corn, and this isn't that type of price levels we're talking about. It's really not going to encourage a lot of production, extra production in South America. They have some tremendous government problems in Argentina. They have some tremendous financial problems in Brazil. You know, we did see the Brazilian Prime Minister come to Washington. So there's tremendous problems in South America, and also right here in our country, we're seeing some very dry conditions in the western wheat belt. So trading ranges, yes, lots of volatility in the market, but not big price movements for the next 6 months, in my opinion.
We have a cattle on feed report coming out Friday. I wonder, do you think that we're going to see, we're seeing a little bit of enthusiasm in the cattle market. Are you thinking we're going to see some pickup in our cattle in third and fourth quarter?
Well, we hope so. And of course, the problem with the cattle market and the new stimulus packages that are going to be enacted here is that the cattle numbers seem to be down in the placements, but we still have to. With a 9% or 10% unemployment, it's awfully hard to get cattle to go too high too early here.
So, what are your leading indicators these days for grain direction, then?
Well, I think it's the stock market, the dollar, and of course, ethanol and government policy. And I think that we have to be looking at those areas for a lot of direction. The closer we get to 8,000, the more I think Mr. Public is going to be convinced that we are starting to work our way out of it. Dividends will take care of a lot of past problems, and it'll give the marketplace a lot of security to basically not have further unemployment.
Thank you, Paul.
Have a profitable day, Dave.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois.
Agricultural information on WILL is made possible with support from ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you.
Let's look at Mike Sola's extended highlights for the two-state region. He says seasonal temperatures will return to the Corn Belt through the weekend. Warmer temperatures will accompany a more active weather pattern next week. Major flooding along the Illinois and Wabash Rivers will persist into next week and will likely expand as storms bring potentially heavy rain to the area late this weekend and again toward the middle of next week. And windy conditions are expected with the arrival of cold fronts Sunday and again next Tuesday through Wednesday. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.